AZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Umngeni Uthukela Water has enforced an emergency water supply shutdown in Gwadubuza local municipality. It says it's due to leaks found on a pipeline leading from the waterworks to the command reservoir. It'll affect several areas, including Darnell, Glen Hills, Njani and Zingwazi. Spokesperson Siyabonga Maphumulo says the leak has led to water levels dropping below normal operating standards.
Leaks were also found on the gravity supply pipeline from the command reservoir. Umngeni Uthukela Water has been forced to temporarily shut down the supply of water from the command reservoir in order to build up sufficient storage and to fix the leaks. Once the storage level in the command reservoir has improved to within safe operating levels, the supply of water to Gwadubuza will once more resume.
He says repairs are expected to conclude on Saturday. The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse is warning of a looming student accommodation crisis amid the failure of NSFAS to pay providers. A private student housing association who house 80,000 students across the country are owed 44 million rand by the scheme. It's threatened to block returning students if payments are not made within 2 weeks. Outer's Rudy Heineker says the scheme's mismanagement is putting students and landlords at risk.
Just over a year ago, Alta warned NSFAS about its poor handling of student accommodation and called for the universities and colleges to continue managing student accommodation while NSFAS sorted out its problems. Alta urges the Minister of Higher Education to step in.
And an investigation's underway after a man was killed in a shooting in La Lucia, north of Durban. Police and multiple emergency services attended the incident on Shelbourne Avenue last night. While the motive of and circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear, ALS paramedics say they arrived to a cordoned off scene. Spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Paramedics are shown to where Bucky was found in the roadway, which had sustained multiple gunshot holes in the door in the front of the vehicle. Paramedics found the driver, a male believed to be in his 30s and believed to be the only occupant in the vehicle, who had sustained multiple gunshot wounds to his body. Unfortunately, there was nothing paramedics could do for him and he was declared deceased at the scene.
And abroad, Donald Trump's issued an ultimatum to Vladimir Putin to end what he calls the ridiculous war in Ukraine. The new US president's urged Russia's leader to make a peace deal or face high levels of tariffs and sanctions. Trump's previously claimed he could end the conflict in 1 day. Sky's Diana Magny in Washington can't see the threats making any difference.
To start talking about taxes and tariffs on Russian goods coming here or US goods going there, I mean, it is negligible the amount of trade that is going on between Russia and the United States at the moment because of this war.
Later today, Trump will virtually address leaders at the World Economic Forum in Davos, with tariffs said to be high on the agenda. He's already considering a 10% tax on all Chinese goods and a 25% charge on products from Mexico and Canada. On the weather front, back home, Durban's a high of 29 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 32 and Richards Bay 31.
And a look at what's coming up in your sports. The baby Proteas beats Nigeria by 41 runs in their T20 World Cup Africa derby. Mamelodi Sundowns scramble to beat Makesi FC 2-1 in the Betway Premiership. And Arena Sabalenka warms up for a friend and foe, Apola Bedosa, in the Aussie Open.